Okie doke, dabber, huh? I want to talk about a prohibition that's brought up in this week's parsha that, you know, I have no better word for it. It's one of those prohibitions about the old days, yesteryear. Old, you know, we think of bribery. And we think to ourselves, oh, this is something that must have applied when there were kings and nobles. And, you know, not only in a democratic society, obviously, but in a society where you had to influence people, you had to pay people off. We think about third world countries. We think about, I mean, this isn't a modern phenomenon called bribery. This is an issur of the Torah that must have reflected something that happened many, many years ago in years in countries that, of course, were not like any of the countries that we are in. And the truth is that Jewish history is filled with bribes. The Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Yochanan that when the Sassanians took over in the Persian Empire, he was depressed and he fell off his seat and he was upset that now we're going to lose our autonomy here in Babel. And someone says to him, oh, don't worry, they can be bribed. Again, bribes was the way that things worked, the ways that Jews survived the Dark Ages, the Middle Ages. That's why we call it the Dark Ages. That was the way of survival. But obviously, bribery isn't something that would apply in a modern civilized society. And then, of course, you open the newspaper, and you see that it shows up every week, if not more. 2 weeks ago, for those of us following the news here in Israel, the head of the Bar Association here in Israel was accused of all sorts of bribery from various women in various ways that to help get their husbands or themselves elected as judges. Anyone that's following politics. So Prime Minister Netanyahu has right now got a couple of open cases, which if you don't know what TIC case 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, or 4,000 are, that means you have not been following Israeli politics for the past at least year plus, and therefore, during breakfast, when you're bored, please Google them and find out what they are. Hint, spoiler, most of them have to do with bribery. They have to do with, well, why did we buy certain German submarines? Or what was offered from one side to the other to get better press coverage? Or all other types of things. Bribery, Baruch Hashem, is alive and well in society around us. Very, very alive and well. The truth is, I always want you to think about bribery for a second. In other words, staying away from the world of politics. I want you to imagine a case where you're in the hospital with a parent. And, you know, they kind of assign surgeons randomly. So they have whoever wakes up in the morning to assign a surgeon. And you know that they have two surgeons. That the surgeon has been doing this for 25 years. And a new surgeon just out of med school. And the truth is that there's really no reason that one's assigned or the other is assigned. Or, again, an aging, sick parent. You know, what room assignment they're going to get in the hospital. $100? Can solve the problem. You're telling me it really never crossed your mind? In other words, sometimes we vilify bribes, but it's almost sometimes natural. I mean, you were going to give a donation to your university anyways. You loved your university. Of course you're going to give it. But you're going to time your donation for the year that your child is applying to go to that very same university. I mean, you're going to give the money anyways. And it's a donation. It's stuck up. So why wouldn't you get... You're telling me not to give charity? But that's all bribery. Those are all forms of bribery. Right? Your spouse is up for promotion or potentially up for being fired. And you have a business deal. You're a business partner. You have business connections with one of the members of the board. This is for your spouse. You're really not going to say anything? Use your influence to help your spouse? And your spouse turns to you and says, please do it for me? That's the prohibition of bribery. Okay? It's alive and well everywhere in society. I'll read with you one midrash. There's a midrash halakha, the Sifri. our pasuk in this week's parsha also shows up in parsha Shoftim.
What does it say about shochet? Everyone, please pay attention.
Lo tikach shochet. Don't accept the bride. Tzarech lomar lezachot et chayav lechayav et hazakai.
I understand, it's obvious, that a judge who accepts a bribe who's going to change the verdict, that's called bribery.
The guy should be guilty, you give money, voila, he's innocent. But watch the next case.
Ella, you know what the real prohibition is of Shochet, says the Midrash? Afilu lezakot et hazakai ulechayav et hachayav.
Even if you were going to judge, and you were going to say he's guilty,
and you get a bribe, and you that affirms that he's guilty for you, that's called the Issur D'oraita of bribery.
In other words, even if a bribe will do the right thing, your spouse deserves the promotion, your parent deserves the better surgeon, that doesn't make it not bribery. Bribery can be to reinforce what the person already knew, and bribery can be for the best of results. They're all part of the Issur D'oraita of bribery.
So once again, look around us. Bribery is not something that's archaic and obsolete and not part of the world around us. It relates to how we relate to other people, how people of power, people of privilege, use their influence, power, money, friends, network.
All of that is the Issur D'oraita
of shochet. Have a good day.